在旁边哈，要不然的话我看不到。I'll just stand right here, because I need to see. That's my note. It's not for you. It's really for me. You're just the, you know, 你们是旁观者。Okay. Let's see.
所以我今天还是站在这一边。这个上面的提示不仅是对你们，也是对我来说可以有一个提示的作用。
He is risen.
他复活了。
Back in the early days of the church, on this morning, people do not say hi. They don't say how are you.
在早期的教会，当我们今天过今天的日子的时候，他们早晨不是打招呼，是 say hello。
Respond.
你怎么回答？
He is risen indeed.
他确实是。
Hallelujah. He is risen.
他复活了。
But of course, there are people say, no way.
当然有些人会怀疑，他说不可能。
Yes way.
一定有这个事。
Do we have any proof?
我们有没有证据呢？
Empty tomb is the proof.
有一个空的坟墓，这就是它的证明。
But that's not enough.
但这个不是足够的证据。
Okay, the tomb is empty. How do I know where he is?
虽然坟墓是空的，但我怎么知道他在哪儿呢？
Maybe somebody moved away in a different tomb.
也许有的人把它移到另外的坟墓。
So that's only a part of the proof.
这是一个部分的证明。
Another one, he appeared.
另外一个是他显现。
We have to have both. We have to have both in order to have a solid understanding that he did arise.
我们必须有两方面的证明，不仅他坟墓是空的，另外他也显现了，这样的话我们才有确据。
There must be an explanation.
那也许一定是有一个合理的解释。
Have you ever talked to someone trying to convince them about this fact? And they always say, there is an explanation. I can explain that.
当你尝试着去说服别人的时候，你常常会听到那怀疑的声音，他说一定是有其他的解释，虽然我自己不能提供这样的解释。
Because this day and age, people worship what? They worship science.
在今天的日子里，我们都是敬拜的是科学。
And logic, reason.
我们都觉得要什么事情都要一个合理的解释。
Our God is not unscientific. He is beyond science.
我们的主不是不科学，而是他是高于科学。
He is not unreasonable. He is beyond reason.
他不是不合理，而是他是超越合理。
So, before I continue with some of the objections, let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,We thank you so much.
我们天上的父，我们感谢你。
What you have done through your Son Jesus is way beyond our understanding.
你所通过你儿子耶稣基督所做的是超过我们所能认识的。
Lord, I pray that you will speak through me to all people so that we all can not only understand, but we can accept and become...And with no doubt.
主，我们愿意你通过我，你的仆人说话，让我们不仅能一个合理的认识，我们也确确实实的感受到你的存在。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. Amen. Of course, the first objection, it's already recorded in the Bible. It says, who is the first one give us an answer of why the tomb is empty.
当然这个第一个反对的意见，为什么坟墓是空的，在圣经里已经有记载。你们记得谁是对这个坟墓有空的有提出异议的？
And the first, of course, body was stolen. And by who?
第一个解释就是尸体被盗了，那是被谁盗了呢？
The Pharisees, because they have some people reported. Who reported to the Pharisees? The soldiers.
当然是法利赛人，他们有这样的怀疑。那些士兵们先跟法利赛人讲了这个事情。
But of course, I'm a little bit ahead of myself. So let's go through one at a time. There's only a few people possible. Romans, they have no reason. They don't care about this matter.
只有一些人有可能去盗这个尸体。那首先是我们看是不是罗马人呢？但是罗马人那些士兵他们对这个事情不管这个事。
And they were asked to guard, to seal and to guard the tomb.
他们是做一个守卫的工作，封住这个坟墓，然后做一个守卫的工作。
And then the next one is disciple. They stole it.
那会不会是门徒们偷的呢？
That's what the Pharisees told the soldier to say.
法利赛人对那些士兵说，应该是那些门徒们偷的。
And I don't know how the Romans feel about that. I think if I were them,I'll be very, very angry.
我不知道那些罗马士兵听到这个会有怎么样的反应。假如我是他们的话，他们会非常的愤怒。
Roman soldiers were very, very strong, very, very disciplined.
罗马士兵是非常强壮，也是非常守纪律的。
Sleeping on the job is not honorable.
他们不可能是在工作的时候睡觉。
But they were told that way.
但是法利赛人是这样讲的。
And the disciples has no reason to do that.
门徒们实际上也不可能去这样做。
Because there are people die for a lie. Do you know that? At least they thought it was true.
他们会寻道，但不会寻谎。知道那些门徒们，他们觉得耶稣确实是死了。
Do you know some people they do that? They are willing to die for a lie that they thought was truth?
你知道会有些人会为了一个谎言去死吗？
Have you, who are you thinking about?
你们想是会是谁？
The people from the ISIS.
那些 ISIS 的人他们会这样做。
They're dying for a lie, but at least they thought it was the truth.
他们会把这他们以谎言为真，而他们会为这个去死。
And the disciples, do you think they will die for a lie that they know it's a lie?
当然门徒们知道这个谎言是个谎言，所以他们不会为了谎言去死。
So if they have to go steal the body and pretend he was risen, they are creating a lie and they die for that lie. That doesn't make any sense.
假如门徒们盗了尸的话，那么他们就知道这个是一个谎言。那他们自己还会为这样的谎言去寻道吗？
The only possible person might do that would be the Jews.
也许犹太人有这样的嫌疑。
Actually, we know they did not claim that. I am just exploring all the possibilities.
当然在圣经上没有这样讲，我是自己想象，也许也有这种可能。
I used to be shrewd like a snake.
我以前是非常聪明的，像蛇一样的聪明。
狡猾。Thank you trying to make it nice. And I still have that capability.
我仍然有这样的能力。
If I were there, I would probably do this. I will try to steal the body. And then when everybody was celebrating his, everybody's celebrating greatly, and then suddenly, ta-da, here is the body.
假如我在现场的话，我也许会先把他的尸体藏起来，然后当大家都在庆祝他的复活的时候，我就会把这个尸体拿出来。
Some people still believe that body was stolen.
还是有些人相信这个尸体是被盗走了。
And we are still waiting for the body to show up.
我们还在等待那个什么时候他的身体会显现。
So,We don't need to worry about these kind of things. His risen is a fact.
实际上我们不需要为这样的事情担心，他的复活是事实。
And then there are other objections. Another one is it went to a wrong tomb.
也有些人会找其他的借口，他说找错了坟墓。
There are few people that really have a nice tomb.
有很少的人有一些人是会有一个很漂亮的坟墓。
Do you know, if you have been there, you will know there is a lot of coffins out in the open, in the field, real close to Jerusalem.
假如你去那地方的话，你会看到耶路撒冷附近有许多的这个坟墓是露天的，露在外面的。
There's some reason to that, but only very, very, very few peoplehave a tomb. Only very rich people. And this tomb was the tomb of Joseph Arimathea.
实际上真正的是只有非常有钱的或者像约瑟夫约瑟那样的他们才有自己这样的坟墓。
It is very unique. You cannot find the wrong tomb. There is only one there.
所以实际上是不太可能你是找到一个错的坟墓。
Okay, there's another reason. Jesus only swooned.
也有的人
He didn't die.
也有的人说耶稣只是昏迷的。
Well, if I were the Roman soldiers, I'll object to that.
假如我是罗马士兵，我也会反对这个。
Because I made sure he died.
因为他们是确信他死了，他实际上是确实是死了。
I saw him die.
我看见他死了。
But I want to be sure, I gave him another thrust.
因为我要了证明他是死了，我还用这个剑刺破了他。
And also, I made sure I thrust into his heart.
我确信我的矛是刺穿了他的心脏。
So therefore, not only the blood came out, also the water came out.
不仅他的血，他的水也出来。
Okay, let's use reason. He was beaten, whipped, almost died. Some people actually did die.
我知道他是在上十字架前又被鞭打的完全是昏迷的。
And under that kind of state,then put into the tomb and wrapped up all together and 3 days without food and drink.
假如是这样的光景的话，他那个时候又绑在坟墓里面，全身被绑起来，三天没有吃没有喝。
Now do you think he will be strong enough to move that stone?
你们知道他你们想想他可不可能他有那么样的强壮的力量可以把这个石头移开
If you did, well that actually proved he is God.
假如他确实是这样的话那证明他是神
No, he died.
他确实是死了
And there's another thing people have during all this history, some people come up with this theory saying it's spiritual resurrection.
历史上还有人尝试着用这样的解释说这只不过是灵的复活。
This is really cunning.
这是非常狡猾的。
Because this is something in science we call it unfalsifiable.
因为在科学上，我们说这个是没有办法证明它是错的。
And therefore, you get stuck there.
所以你就没有办法。
But fortunately, we have another part. Not only the empty tomb, but also he actually appeared. And when he appeared, it wasn't just his spirit.
可信的是，我们在史上有记载，圣经上有记载，他确实是显现了，他显现的是一个他的身体。
But I think if that happened today, you know what people will say? You saw him, or that was just a hologram?
假如今天的话，你们看到的话，这只不过他们会解释是一个幻象。
At that time, it's his spirit.
在那个时候，他们说只是他的灵。
Jesus knows, I think he knows about this kind of things, so therefore he asked, do you have something that I can eat? So they can feed fish, right?
所以耶稣知道这样的情形，所以他那是用那个鱼来证明。
Okay, think it this way. He had the spiritual body, not real.
假如他是灵体，他不是真正的身体。
Now he got some fish.That fish was real fish.
那他手里拿的是鱼，那个鱼是真的鱼。
Now do you know where I'm going? You eat, go in there. Where did it go? It didn't go down the floor.
假如他一吃了这个鱼的话，假如是灵体的话，你们看到这个鱼实际上是不没有没有没有掉在地上。
And when he left, the fish went with him.
当他离开的时候，这个鱼也一起消一同消失了。
那、and hallucination, wow, that's a possibility.
还有一种讲法，就是可能是幻象。
The only problem is, do you think it's possible for 500 people all at a different time have the same hallucination?
你想想，可不可能有500个人在不同的光景下都有一个同样的幻象
？It doesn't work.
那不可能。
A substitute died in Jesus' place.
有些解释说实际上根本就不是耶稣。
And somebody actually come up with the idea saying, it was Judas.
有的人甚至说是犹大死在这个十字架上。
Because he deserved it.
因为他是配的去死。
But actually, he died already somewhere else.
实际上犹大那时已经早就死了。
And spilled his guts.
他的肠子都流出来。
So, I'm not going to dwell on this too long because I don't have to convince you. Unless we have some CEO today. Of course, CEO means Christmas, Easter only.
我想我不想在这个方面继续多讲了，除非你们当中有一些只是圣诞节跟复活节来教会的。
If you were that, if you are, I don't know you have anybody like that or not. If you are, that's fine. We welcome you because I used to be that way too.
假如确实是有这样的在的话，我也欢迎你们来，因为我以前也是这样。
And I hope these will help you.
希望这些点能够帮助你。
The truth is what?
的真相是。
He is risen indeed.
他真的复活了。
And he appeared to many.
并向多人显现。
It is beyond any doubt.
这是无可置疑的。
Now, is it really that important?
那复活是不是有那么重要吗？
I actually ran into this. I used to I was in the school, met someone, and we were very good friends. And then, of course, we went to different places. And over 10 or at least 10 years later, I met her again.
我以前在学校里有碰到一个同学，是我的很要好的朋友。十年之后，我们又遇见。
And she believed. She became a Christian.
那他变成了基督徒。
And Of course, I was overjoyed.
我当然是非常高兴。
But she asked me a question. She said, Jesus is risen. I'm not sure, and I don't care. It is not important to me. I believe him anyway.
他对我说，他说，耶稣复活有那么重要吗？我相信他，但我觉得这个事情并不是那么重要。
And I discovered what she really saying is, she was considering Jesus as a moral teacher.
我想他，后来我发现他所说的耶稣是一个道德上的教师。
She is really willing to follow everything he said.
她愿意就是跟随这个道德的教师所教导的。
And fortunately, God's word already have an answer for that.
但主已经回答了这个话。
And it says, if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied.
我们若靠基督，只有在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
Is that true?
是不是事实呢？
You know, a lot of times we endured.A lot of unfavorable lives, a lot of things that we don't want, and suffering, and all the kind of things that's hopeless. We have one hope. One day, we will be with Him in heaven.
平时有的时候我们所经历的是许许多多的挫折跟失望。当我们经历这个时候，我们觉得我们只有一个希望，就是有一天我们跟他在一起。
And then discover it was not true.
当我们发现这个不是真的时候
In fact, I have watched some TV shows. They actually pondering, no, not pondering, pounding this point, saying, this is not true. Don't be fooled.
我看过有些电视节目，他们是特别讲这一点是不是真实的。
We know better.
我们应该知道更多的。
The reason we know better is God know better. He answered this question before a lot of people even asked.
但是我们知道神在我们怀疑以前已经为我们提供了答案。
Okay, here is the thing related to this, the title, of my sermon. So? So what? Okay, so he is risen. What does that have anything to do with me?
我们下面要讲的就是跟我题目讲的今天所讲题目有关的就是他是复活了那跟我有什么关系呢
And that is the center of my message today.
那这是我们今天所要讲的中心。
Because I know many of you, you don't need me to convince you.
我知道许多人你不需要我来说服你。
But we do need to know,What does that really has anything to do with me personally?
那我们所需要知道的，它确实跟我们个人有什么关系？
He is the real. Here is the real question: Am I risen with him?
我与他同复活了吗？
If so, has my life changed?
我有改变生命的经历吗？
If you have a life of turtle.You live like a turtle.
假如你像乌龟一样的活的话，你就活得像乌龟。
If you have the life of a duck, then you walk like a duck, you quack like a duck.
你假如像鸭子一样的活，那你走路，你的发的声音都像鸭子。
Now you have a new life. That new life is not the old life anymore. It's a new life. What is that new life? That's Christ's life. Then you have to live differently.
现在你有一个新的生命，这个新的生命不是普通的生命，而是耶稣的生命。那你是不是显现出来？
And this is the scripture we have just read, and we have already read in Chinese. Let's read it in English together. All right?
我们用英文一起读这个一段经文。
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with,
that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been freed from sin.
Now if we die with Christ,
we believe that we will also live with him.
For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him.
Let's read this. Let's read this again. If we die with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. And I'm so glad to see the baptism, you know, today.
我很高兴今天看到那个受浸。
From this passage we have just read, we are reminded. When the person walked into the water, it represents death. When he went down, emerged into the water, representing what? Burial. Completely burial. And then when he come up, it represents resurrection. A new life. The old has died, the new has come up.
就像我们今天所看到受浸的情形，他们浸到水里，然后浸没到水里，就象征了他的旧的生命死去了。当他们从这个水里面出来的时候，象征了他新的生命在他的身上。
Okay, one more progression. Can we be more practical?
我还要问，那么我们能不能更实际一点呢？
All those sounds like a theory, right? Like a theology. Does that really have anything to do with my daily life?
好像我们刚刚以前讲的，你觉得好像都可能是一个教义方面的问题，那能不能跟我们实际的每天的生活有更多的联系呢？
If it doesn't, then we are wasting our time.
假如没有这个联系的话，我们是浪费时间。
So let's take a look. I put in two columns. On one side, on left side, is burial. Buried my right to God. On the other side, it's risen. A risen life, it represents these are the privilege that God has given us to do in this new life.
我下面我要展现给你们的看的是就是有两栏在左边是我们埋葬我们旧的自己，然后在右边是当我们复活了之后神所给我们的权利。
First of all, we need to bury ourselves.
首先我们要埋葬自己。
Because we have received his life. No longer my life, it's his life.
因为我们接受了他的生命。
Jesus says, unless you deny yourself, you cannot follow me.
耶稣说除非你否定自己你不能跟随我。
We need to bury our right.
我们要把我们的权利也埋葬。
Because there are ministry waiting for us.
因为有神的施工在等待着我们。
As you live in this country, I think you are very, very familiar about this word right.
假如你生活在这个国家，你会很熟悉这个权利这个词。
Right? Right. Because every time when something happens, this is my right.
当你任何事情发生在你身上，你就会说这是我的权利。
In fact, a lot of times, people become actually very ugly when they are holding on to their right.
有的时候他会展现那个人性的丑陋的一面，当他们要去维护自己的权利。
But the real smart people knows when is the right time to yield your right.
聪明人知道会放弃这个权利。
I give you one very simple example. Do you know what is a right of way?
我给你们一个简单的例子，你们知道是等待的权利。
One time, I was driving on the right lane of the highway, and here comes an 18-wheeler trying to cut in.
有一次我在车路上开的时候，我在右道行驶，那时候有一个大卡车开过来。
And I know I have the right of way.
我知道我是有这个，我是在我的道上行。
And I also know he has a sign says yield the right of way.
我也知道他大卡车应该让我。
But I yield to him.
但是我还是放弃了，我让了他。
That's smart.
因为我是聪明。
A lot of times God gave us that right, but he wants us to yield that right in order to demonstrate the love and the power of God's grace.
神知道我们有这样权利，但许多时候他要我们放弃这个权利，顺服在权柄之下，然后显示他的恩典与他的权利。
Can you imagine when you are ministering other people and you keep talking about your right, will that be effective?
假如你是在一个神的施工当中，你不停的在讲这个你自己的权利，那这个施工就不会很有效。
Ownership.
还有一个就是拥有。
Need to bury your ownership.
你必须埋葬你的拥有。
Actually, that should be easier.
应该是容易做到的。
Because it never belonged to you to start with.
因为
you never own it.
因为它并不属于你，你并没有拥有它。
We just didn't know.
我们要说不。
And right now, we know, then it should be easy for you to do that.
当我们知道这真相真理的时候，我们知道应该容易做到这一点。
And yesterday I just read something I thought it was very interesting. It was not by a pastor or some people, but by Denzel Washington. You heard about this this an actor? He said something I thought it was very deep.
昨天我读到一个东西，并不是牧师写的，而是 Denzel Washington 那个著名的演员写的。
He said, "You cannot take it with you."
他说你不能带着这个东西去。
Egyptians has tried.
埃及人尝试了。
And they got robbed right now.
他们全部被拿走了，夺走了。
You know what I'm talking about? The Egyptian pharaohs, they build the, you know, pyramid. They're trying to take all those treasures with them.
你知道那些埃及的法老，他造了那金字塔，把所有的财宝都放在里面。
Now, all those things were robbed.
那些财宝都被盗走了。
They didn't take with them.
所以那些法老没有拿带走。
Ownership, what God has given you,It is a stewardship that God had entrusted with. He wants us to use it, not to save it.
所以神给我们所拥有的实际上是他要我们去管理，是做他的管家。
That was really difficult for me as a Chinese.
作为一个中国人来说，对我来说是一件很难的事情。
Especially as a Chinese who grew up in a very poor family.
特别是假如你是在一个穷苦的家庭中生长。
And I learned how to save.
我知道怎么样去存。
I learned how to recycle.
我知道怎么样去重复的使用。
All those little things, I can really do a lot with it.
有些很小的东西，我可以不断的使用它。
And my ultimate goal is to get something for nothing.
我的目标是用最没有的东西、最少的东西去达到最多的用处。
Once I understand and God keep working in me, and I realized, oh, He gave me all these material things to invest, not to just save.
当我终于认识到神在我身上做工，让我知道，他给我这些东西是要我去把它发挥更大的好处。
And that's something, that is something I think us Chinese need to learn.
我觉得这个我们特别是中国人需要认识这一点。
If you want to be rich, spend your money.
假如你要变富有的话，你要把你的钱去花掉。
I have never heard anyone become rich because saving.
我从来没有听说过一个人他不断的去存钱就变成一个 富有的人。
Those rich people, they invest.
所有的富人都会去投资。
I am very rich today.
我今天是非常觉得非常的富有。
And I have more money than I need.
我有比我所需要更多的钱。
But of course, I'm talking about the wealth.Lot more than the material things. I invest these things that God entrusted me, and I received so much more than I anticipated.
当然我讲的这个财富不是说这个物质上的财富，神用我让我去投资，这个投资得到更多的回报。
Get
得到。
And Jesus says, it is more blessedto give than to receive.
耶稣说给予是多于受。
And I can spend another hour just on this alone.
当然我可以花一个小时时间讲这个。
But I won't.
但我今天不再多讲。
I am right.
我有理。
He has mercy.
但他有怜悯。
And I have learned a few years ago, I have to be very, very careful when I am right.
许多年以前我就认识到，我特别需要小心的是当我有理的时候。
Because when I'm wrong, and usually I was, I know what to do.
当我知道我错了，我常常犯错的时候，我知道我怎么去做。
I may not do it.
但我不一定去做这个事情。
But I know what to do.
但我知道怎么去做。
But when I'm right, which I'm seldom right, I become puffed up. I'm right, you're wrong, and I become very, very unforgiving.
当我有理的时候，当然这个不是很多的时候，当我有理的时候，我自己就会自我膨胀。我就会非常的不原谅别人。
My attitude becomes wrong.
我的态度就变错了。
What a pity. I'm seldom right and then become wrong.
所以很可怜，所以我很少的时候对，但是对了之后，有理了之后，我又变成错了。
I learned to give up that I am right and focus on other people's needs.
我学到的功课就是不要看着我自己有理，而是看到别人有什么样的需要。
When there's argument, some other people are wrong. A lot of times, I did not see beyond the right and wrong, and now I learn to see beyond his attitude or her wrong. There are some needs behind.
我所认识的就是当我们。争论有理或者没理的时候，虽然对方错了，我现在所学的就是我要看到他错的原因是什么，也许他有他的需要。
And I have my plan. You all have your plan, right?
我有我的计划，你们也有你们的计划。
That I gave in, I follow his calling.
但我放弃了我的计划，我跟随他的呼召。
And I have my will.
我有我的意思。
And Jesus says, "Your will, not my will."
耶稣说。
His will.
你的按你的意思，不按我的意思。
I have my pain.
我有我的伤痛。
Do you have this experience? A lot of times, you're so focused on your pain, you got, you know, locked up in it and couldn't get out.
你有这样的经历吗？有的时候，你当你在痛苦当中的时候，你把自己捆绑起来。
But we forgot he has grace.
但是我们忘记了神有他的恩典。
His grace abound.
他是蛮有恩典的神。
My idea. I have a lot of ideas.
我有我的想法，我有许多的想法。
And it served me well.
对我来说是很有帮助的。
So in my job, I was reassigned into a department called the R&D department.
在我的工作时候，他们就把我放到研发部门去。
Because that's the place they need a lot of ideas.
因为在那个部门需要很多的想法。
But then I learned God's wisdom.
但是我认识到神的智慧。
And that is so much better.
神的智慧远高于我。
My ideas was not bad.
我的想法不错。
But I could use that good idea to do the wrong thing or even bad thing.
但是我的想法也许会做办成坏事。
God's wisdom is to know what to do with that idea for his kingdom.
神会用这个智慧，用他的智慧让这个好的想法去扩展神的国。
My likes.
我有我的喜好。
And of course, right now we have a lot of likes on the Facebook.
当然我们知道在面部上有许多的喜好。
But I learned there is nothing can beat the joy that I feel when I please the Lord.
但是我知道这个世上没有更美的事，就是我能够取悦于我的神。
Because when he is pleased, I just receive the joy directly from God, from the Spirit.
当神喜悦的时候，我就能够从神当中，神那里得到喜悦。
And my face.
我的面子。
His glory.
他的荣耀。
I buried my face because that is the biggest hindrance of my life.
我把我的面子埋葬起来，因为这是我对我来说有很大的阻碍作用。
For his glory, what are you willing to pay?
为了他的荣耀，你愿意去牺牲什么？
I focus on my face, in other words, my own thinking, my glory so much, I stop trying things because I'm afraid to fail.
为了我的面子，为了我的虚荣心，我不愿意去尝试，去为了他的事，不愿意有失败的经历。
Oh, just a very simple thing. I like to play ping pong.
比方说我喜欢打乒乓球。
Oh, big deal. Which Chinese does not like ping pong?
所有的中国人都喜欢打乒乓。
And I think I was pretty good.
我认为我不错。
Until somebody come over and say, okay, let's start counting points. I said, nah, I'm busy. I need to go.
当有人要跟我比赛的时候，我就说我很忙，我要走了。
I fear losing.
我怕我失败。
fear of failure have stopped me from trying a lot of things I should have.
由于这个对失败的害怕，所以许多事情是我就不敢去做。
Now with God's glory on the line, I'm motivated.
但神的荣耀在你的面前，就我有更大的激励我去做。
My face, no big deal.
我的面子不是那么重要。
My gift.
我的恩赐。
Oh, sometimes we focus on our gift so much, and we forgot what those gifts are for.
当有的时候我们注重我们自己恩赐的时候，忘记了这个恩赐是为了什么的目的。
This tool is nothing but His tool to do His work.
那这是我们只是神手中的器皿去做他的事。
And I need to pick up the speed, okay? My fun.
我要快一点，我的娱乐。
Who doesn't like fun?
谁不喜欢娱乐呢?
But we need to seek His joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
我们是要寻求神的喜悦，神的喜悦是我的力量。
My kids.
我的孩子。
Wrong. It was never your kid.
错了，他不是你的孩子。
You are only the babysitter.
你只不过是一个照顾他的。
It's His.Children.
他是他的儿女。
Let them go.
让他们去。
Of course, when you're a babysitter, you are taking care of them, you do need to, take care of them.
当然你需要照顾他们。
But ultimately, it's his children. He will take care of them ultimately.
最终是要放他们到神的手里，让他去照顾他们。
My marriage.
我的婚姻,
this is a big one.
这是很重要的一个。
But we need to remember it is His covenant.
我们要明白这是他的盟约。
Marriage is not between two people.
婚姻不是两个人的事。
There are another person in there.
有第三个人在里面。
I'm not talking about a triangular relationship.
我不是讲三角恋爱。
But it is a triangle.
但这是确实是一个三角。
God in the top,
神在上面
，and husband and wife,
夫妻在下面。
And when we become closer to God, and husband and wife become closer.
当我们每个人都跟神更亲近的时候，我们夫妻之间就会更亲近。
And also, when He has this covenant with you, then you are to love your wife and sacrifice whatever you think is right.
当你他与你立下盟约的时候，你做丈夫的要愿意为你的妻子牺牲。
Don't hold on to your right, willing to yield.
不要抓住你的权利，愿意去放弃你的权利。
Of course, I don't mean your wife might be that 18-wheeler.
当然，我不是说你的妻子是那辆大卡车。
But the other side, wife, yield your right and love your husband, respect your husband as to the Lord.
当然在另外一方面做妻子的应该爱你的丈夫爱你尊重你的丈夫就像尊重神那样。
My life,
我的生命
His kingdom,
他的国度。
My life is not about me.
我的生命不是关于我。
My life is about His kingdom.
我的生命是关于他的国度。
And all these things, you see, you can't do it. You know, like I said, I know sometimes, I know I'm wrong, I know what should I do, I just don't do it. Right now, all these things, I just told you, can you do it?
我列出了这么多点，你觉得你能不能做到？有的时候虽然知道我们错了，但是我们还是没有那个改正。
Have you lived out this life?
你活出了这复活的生命吗？
Maybe not.
也许没有。
First of all, we need to bury our old self.
你可能需要先埋葬你的老我。
Have you noticed on the left-hand side column, anything was bad and wrong?
当你注意到在左边那一条，那些是不是我讲的都是错的？
None of them are wrong.
那些都不是错。
None of them are bad.
那些也不是坏的。
But the problem is the biggest hindrance for the best are the good things, not the bad things.
最大的阻碍就是是一些好的事情，我们认为好的事情，而不是坏的事情阻挡我们。
When we see these things are good, I want, this is my right, and I'm not defrauding anyone, I'm not shortchanging anyone, I want it.
当我们看到这些是所谓好的事情的时候，我觉得这是我的权利，我们也没有去欺骗别人。
But the Spirit of the Lord are whispering in our inner ears saying, you have a new life. I want you to live out this new life for my sake.
神的灵在我们心里给我们说话，他说你有一个新的生命，我愿意你为我活出那个新的生命来。
Do you know all those things you don't have to do?
你知道有许多事情你不需要去，这些事情你不需要一定要去做。
If these are the things you have to do, then you're trying to earn your merit. No, you don't have to do this. When you have this new life, the resurrected life, you want to do it.
那些所列出的那许多的事情，你不是好像一定要强迫自己去做。当你有了神的新的生命在里面的时候，你会去很喜乐的愿意去做这样的事情。
But if you are not even have any interest of what I'm talking about, then I have to ask the next question. Are you born again at all?
当若是你对做这样的事情你没有一点兴趣的时候，那我必须问一个更严肃的问题，就是你确实重生了吗？
Because there's no way we can do those things. However, when we are willing, when God'sLife, God's Spirit come into us. God's power comes in as well. And with that power, we can do a lot of things that we know we should do, but cannot do.
我知道若是靠我们自己力量是没有办法做这样的事情，但我们知道神的意愿在我们身上，他会激励我们去做这样的事情。
And we even want to do it.
我们会愿意去做这样的事情。
If you are not sure, here is a verse for you. And let's read English together for those people who really need it. Okay? Let's read it together.
让我们一起读。
That if you confess with your mouth,
Jesus
is Lord,
and believe
in your heart,
that
God
raised
him
from
the dead,
you will be
saved.
For it is with
your heart
that
you
believe
and
are
justified.
It
is
with
your
mouth
that
you confess
and are saved. Praise the Lord. This is the day, this is the best day of the year to be saved.
感谢主，这个是一年当中最好的日子去被救赎。
If you're not sure, but you're willing,
但若是你不是完全确信，但是你愿意。
Would you raise your hand? I'll pray for you. Anyone?
你可以把你的手举起来。
Young or old?
不管是年轻的还是年长的。
And I will not dwell on this very long. Anyone? This is a good time.
有没有任何人愿意举手？
And I know you're struggling.
知道你们有些心里有些挣扎。
You know, in our life, there are some kind of a decision that you want to make but have a hard time.
当你的生活生命当中，也许你有些自己决定，但是好像你很挣扎去做。
Usually, this kind of a decision, the longer you delay, the tougher it becomes.
假如你这样的决定，你越等的时间越长，你就会觉得越难去做这样的决定。
Okay, so anyone, you are willing to accept Jesus as your Savior, personal Savior and the Lord, especially for as his, as your Lord. Anyone?
任何人愿意接受他的，现在还没有接受，愿意接受他的。
Okay, I will conclude my message by singing the song, which I believe all of you are very familiar with, but I want you to sing with enthusiasm. Okay, not just making a sound. And let's sing this way. If it's white, everybody. Okay, if it's this, the yellow, brothers. The pink, of course, sisters. And then we're going to reverse. And then we're going to sing together. And then the last one, we're going to sing in staccato. Okay? Let's try this.
那我们一起唱这个歌，让我们大家用热情来唱，当中有一些男女交叉的部分。
Okay.
Lord is risen today.